Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
In today's show, Bitcoin mega whales send a Bitcoin price to $30,000 as volatility hits crypto. And breaking news, Nigeria's Google search data indicates an 18x increase in buying Bitcoin in comparison to gold. And check this out, Jack Dorsey's TBD to let Africans receive instant zero fee remittances with the Bitcoin Lightning Network. Let's go. Also in today's show, Ethereum is up 15%. Versus Bitcoin since Chappella. Will Ethereum price continue its gains ahead? We'll also be discussing SEC charges Bitrex with unregistered operations, calling six tokens a security. Also, Representative Davidson declares a war on the SEC boss, Gary Gensler, who just testified over a long series of abuses. Quoting him right here, to correct a long series of abuses, I'm introducing legislation that removes the chairman of the SEC and replaces the role with an executive director that reports to the board. The former chairs of the SEC are ineligible. Also in today's show, Tether USDT market cap eyes a record high after regaining 65% stablecoin dominance. Also, there was an epic interview back in 2013 with Max Keiser and Alex Jones, where they say Bitcoin is a central bank killer and a privacy commodity. Quoting Max here, this is what's needed to battle against the banking terrorists like JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo, Warren Buffett, and the Fed. These guys are going down. Bitcoin is the spear to take them down. Now check this prediction. This thing is a skyrocket. The price, yes, is going to be very volatile. So keep that in mind. You're going to see a lot of price action, but the trajectory is up and has the potential to go to $100,000 or $1 million per Bitcoin from the current price of $46. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market, all this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Welcome everyone just tuning in. This is podcast episode number 1255. I'm your host, JV. Make sure to smash that like. I greatly appreciate it. And let's kick off today's show with the market watch. As you can see, the entire crypto market is pumping currently, which we can see here. Let me see if this is going to update. Let me see. Am I in the wrong one? Yeah, I am in the wrong one. Give me 1 second to update this screen. My apologies, fam. I had the wrong window open. So let me switch this from here to the correct one, which is right there to see Coin360, and my apologies. Now check it. As you can see in the market watch, we got Bitcoin up almost 3% for the day, trading above 30,100. We also have Ether up 1%, trading just under $2,100, and BNB, Solana, all the major alts pumping and in the green. Checking out cryptomarketcap.com. We're sitting just under 1.3 trillion with about 45 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance just under 46%, with the Ether dominance at 19%. 0.6%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, we have ICP up 15%, trading at $6.86, followed by Theta up about 10%, trading at $1.20, followed by Render Token up about 10%, trading at $2.11. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past week, as you can see here on your screen, XRD up a whopping 44%, ICP up 14%, and Theta up over 9%. And checking out one of my favorite indicators, the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. As you can see, we're currently rated a 58 greed, yesterday a 69, last week a 68, and last month a 63 in green. So there you have it. How many of you are currently bullish on the King Crypto? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now let's dive into today's technical analysis and check out some of the charts. Bitcoin returned above 30,000 on April 18th as volatility proceeded the day's Wall Street open, which you can see here in the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Point Trading View followed Bitcoin as it added $500, delivering daily gains of more than 3%. Now, Bitcoin USD had previously worried traders who watched this 30,000 support look set to remain as longer term resistance, quoting Rec Capital. The fact that Bitcoin went from another retest to the higher high in a short space of time was a cause for concern. But ultimately, Bitcoin daily closed below the higher high and now may be turning back into resistance, needs to daily close above the higher high to regain bullishness. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the analysts. And before crossing that 30,000 mark, the Binance order book activity was a focus for monitoring resource material indicators, which identified bid liquidity moving closer to the spot price, quoting him here. Some has already started moving closer to the active trading zone, watching to see if more of it follows or if the price drops back into the 28,000s to fill. And as he shares here on crypto Twitter, material indicators, fire chart shows about 50 million in Bitcoin bid liquidity laddered from 29 to 28 range that aims to get filled. Some has already started moving closer to the active trading zone, watching to see if more of it follows or if the price drops back down into the 28,000s to fill. And quoting crypto trader Mikhail Van de Pop, there we go for Bitcoin, breaks through 30,000, which means that we're back in the range. Most prefer to retest the 29.7 would suit continuation towards new highs and towards $40,000. Send it. Let's go. And further volatility, meanwhile, a possibility on the lower timeframes ahead of the Wall Street open. Those banking on further downside were already feeling the pressure with data from CoinGlass showing 16 million of Bitcoin short liquidations on the day. I feel sorry for anyone short in Bitcoin right now as they continue to get wrecked, the bears. Now, alts also felt the benefit of the sudden Bitcoin turnaround with Ether up 2% for the day. The largest alt by market cap headed back towards the top of its intraday trading range, having successfully preserved 2,000 as a support. And you guys let me know, what are you more bullish on right now, Bitcoin or Ethereum? Which one do you think will likely outpace the other? And breaking news, Nigeria's Google search data indicates an 18x increase in buying Bitcoin compared to gold. And as shared here, Jack Dorsey's TBD to let Africans receive instant zero free remittances with the Bitcoin Lightning Network. Lightning Network. Let's go. So there you have it. And now let's dive into what's happening with Ethereum, which is up 15% since the successful Chapella upgrade. And let's break out some of their price actions as well. Ethereum's Ether token has entered a sharp price recovery a week after hitting a 6-month low versus Bitcoin. April 18th, the widely tracked ETH/Bitcoin pair reached 0.0709 BTC, up 15% from its local bottom of 0.0602 BTC 6 days ago. Now the pair eyes run towards 0.075 Bitcoin by June based on the fractal setup previously discussed. And right here, you can actually see that chart. Now, interestingly, Ether's local bottom formation versus Bitcoin occurred on the day of Ethereum's long-awaited Chapella upgrade. Do you think that's a coincidence? Let me know. The hard fork enables Ether stakers to withdraw their rewards of around 1.1 billion ETH and from Ethereum's proof-of-stake smart contract. This update may have boosted ETH's appeal compared to Bitcoin, beating anticipations that a freshly unlocked Ether supply would increase its sell pressure. Stakers have withdrawn 574,700 ETH worth $1.21 billion since the Chapella upgrade April 12th, just a few days ago. And according to data fetched by Nansen, interestingly, Ether's price in US dollar terms has increased by 14.25% in the same period. And it means that many stakeholders have decided to hold on to their Ether rewards. And on the other hand, Bitcoin has failed to log a decisive breakout above its technical resistance of 30,000, possibly making ETH a more attractive short-term bet for traders. Now let's discuss the weak institutional inflows versus Bitcoin. Institutional investors have shown more interest in Bitcoin than Ether in the past week, according to CoinGlass. Bitcoin shares his weekly report. For instance, Bitcoin-based investment vehicles witnessed $103.8 million in inflows in the week ending April 14th. By comparison, Ethereum funds attracted $300,000 only, showing that mainstream investors may have followed the sell the news strategy after the Chappella upgrade. Meanwhile, the Ethereum price is also at a risk of a possible bearish reversal move due to its overbought daily relative strength index, better known as the RSI. If the Ether price retreats from the current resistance level of around 2140, its immediate downside target appears to be 1984, which acted as resistance in May 2022. In August of 2022, which you can see here on the chart. Now, an extended sell-off can push the Ether price down to its 50-day exponential moving average, which is near $1,800, down about 15% from the current prices. So there you have it. What do you think the Ether price action is likely to go next, to the upside or to the downside? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now let's discuss the latest of what's happening between the SEC and Bitrex as they just deemed six cryptos securities, including Algorand. That's right. And how many of you just watched Gary Gensler testify? I was actually just watching that before going live. Now, the United States SEC has charged the crypto asset trading platform Bitrex and its co-founder and former CEO William Shahara for operating an unregistered national securities exchange broker and clearing agency. The agency filed a separate charge against Bitrex Global. The SEC is pressing four charges of Exchange Act violations against the companies and Shahara in the U.S. District, Western District of Washington. Bitrex Global is also being charged in connection with the operation of a single shared order book along with Bitrex. The SEC argued in its complaint that the following coins, OMG, Dash, Algorand, Monolith, Naga, and IHT, which is IHT tokens, traded on Bitrex as securities. The SEC has been criticized in the past for their practice of regulation by enforcement by claiming tokens are securities only at the time when it files such complaints and not prior, such as we just witnessed this time once again. The agency also claims that Bitrex and Shahara advise clients to delete problematic statements to avoid regulatory scrutiny. The SEC complaint seeks disgorgement, penalties, and permanent injunctions against the defendants in the jury trial. SEC Enforcement Division Director Gerber Grewal said the following in a statement: "Today's action not only holds Bitrex accountable for misconduct that we allege put investors at risk, but should also send a message to other non-compliant crypto market intermediaries to follow the federal securities law or be held accountable for their violations." Now, Bitrex was expecting the SEC action and reportedly received a Wells notice warning of the impending action back in March. The exchange had already announced its intention of closing down U.S. operations on April 30th due to the regulatory environment, quoting Bitrex in their statement here. "For over 5 years, the SEC would not provide notice of the specific conduct that it thought violated the federal security laws. Specifically, on multiple occasions, we asked them to tell us what digital assets on our platform they viewed as securities so that we could review them and potentially delist them, but they refused to do so." Now, Bitrex was also hit with charges from the U.S. Treasury Office of Foreign Asset Control and the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network in October for violating sanctioned programs and the Bank Secrecy Act. So there you have it. Now for something quite interesting regarding Gary Gensler. I was watching a speech from a few years back where he was bullish on Algorand back when Algorand was trading at like $100. He said it was like a great project. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but he was bullish on it and was recommending it. So how many investors such as yourself bought Algorand due to Gary Gensler pumping it? Let me know. And should he be held accountable? When he was just testifying, he was like nervous and shaking. And it was hilarious. I was reading the comments on Yahoo Finance. No one likes Gary, it seems. So it is what it is. Do you think Gary will likely lose his job as a result? Or do you think the overreach will likely continue as long as he has a job at the SEC as the chairman? Let me know your honest thoughts. And how do you feel this will likely impact the greater crypto community with Algorand Dash, which is a major privacy token, and many of these other coins being listed in the eyes of Gary Gensler as a security? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now let's discuss Representative Davidson versus Gary, and much respect to Davidson for calling him out. SEC Chairman Gary Gensler's crusade against the crypto asset industry has prompted political pushback. U.S. Representative Warren Davidson is the latest to retaliate. The Ohio representative says he's introducing legislation to remove Gensler as the SEC boss in a bid to correct a long series of abuses. That's right. The announcement announcement comes after the SEC said it would modernize the proposed redefinition of the exchange, the word exchange, under the agency's rules, which would also encompass crypto market participants in DeFi. The SEC chairman stated that rule amendments could be advantageous to both investors as well as the markets, since it would entail bringing certain brokers under the purview of additional regulatory scrutiny. Now, the focus will be modernizing the concept of exchange, which would be more closely referred to as a system that brings together buyers and sellers of securities that offer the use of non-firm trading interests and provide another type of non-discretionary method. And as such, the proposed amendment would require these systems to register a national securities exchanges or broker's dealer license and comply with the alternative trading system regulations. The SEC further added the commission's current rules also cover the centralized finance, better known as DeFi. Now, Gensler's proposal and the subsequent announcement targeting DeFi are in the crosshairs of many crypto advocates who have raised concerns about the agency's overreach. This prompted Coinbase's legal chief, Paul Grewal, to go on and declare his intention to have Gensler ousted from his role for a continued crackdown. That's right. And United States Representative Warren David also chimed in and tweeted right here. Yes. The correct, a long series of abuses here. I'm introducing legislation that removes the chairman of the SEC commission and replaces with the role of the executive director that reports to the board. Former chairs of the SEC are ineligible. Now, nonprofit blockchain advocacy group Coin Center also hit back at the SEC, deeming its approach is as unconstitutional. Now, on the regulatory front, the SEC boss found himself again under fire from the commissioner Hester Pierce, who filed a dissent against Gensler's policy move. The latest decision is far from the first salvo in the assault on DeFi. The sector is seeing relentless crackdown attempts, which industry advocates believe to be extrajudicial in nature. And last month, Sushi Dow and head chef Jared Gray were served with a subpoena by the SEC. And more recently, the U.S. Treasury issued a first of its kind illicit finance risk assessment report to DeFi. So there you have it. I mean, how much longer will Gensler likely be in power and continue with his overreach in the crypto industry? Your guess is as good as mine, so let me know in the comments right down below. Now let's discuss Tether USDT, and then we'll dive into Max Keiser when he was on Alex Jones forecasting a $1 million Bitcoin price back when Bitcoin was only trading at roughly 40 bucks. You gotta love it. Shout out to the high priest of Bitcoin. Now, Tether has emerged as the clear winner amid the ongoing banking crisis and the crackdown in the U.S. Take that, USDC. Now, on April 17th, the U.S. dollar pegged stablecoin circulating market value reached nearly $81 billion, just 1.5% below its record high of $82.2 billion from a year ago. It has grown about 20% year to date, not too shabby, and already is now eyeing new all-time highs. Send it. Let's freaking go. Tether's growth came as it ate up the market share of its stablecoin rivals, USD Coin and Binance USD. That is due to the crypto trader's belief that Tether's operations have no exposure to the potential banking crisis contagion. For instance, the circulating market cap of USD Coin, the second largest stablecoin, has dropped over 25% year to date to $31.82 billion, its lowest level since October of 2021, primarily due to its exposure to the failed Silicon Valley Bank. Now, BUSD, on the other hand, witnessed a 60% drop in market cap in 2023 of now $6.68 billion, its lowest since April of 2021, as the New York Department of Financial Services ordered Paxos, a regional crypto firm, to stop its mint in issuance. Now, moreover, the U.S. SEC asserts that BUSD is a security. Go figure. They're attacking Binance. And conversely, the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission alleges that the stablecoin is a commodity. They can't make up their own mind. This capital shift likely helped Tether boost its dominance above 65% in the global stablecoin sector for the first time since May 2021, according to Glassnode data, which you can see here in this chart. Now, on April 16th, the U.S. House of Financial Services Committee published a draft version of its potential stablecoin bill to create definitions for issuers. It says that non-U.S. firms like Tether must register if they cater to Americans, but albeit without mentioning the specific agency that would regulate the stablecoins. So there you have it. Which is your favorite stablecoin? And if you had to put your crypto in a stablecoin, which do you trust the most? Tether, USDT, or is it Circle, USDC, or could it be the Ether stablecoin, DAI, and many other options be USD? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments below. I know Max Kaiser is a firm proponent of Tether USDT, and he is not a fan of Circle USDC. He says Circle USDC will collapse and is only a matter of time. And now let's dive into Max's infamous forecast back from March of 2013, which is literally a decade ago. Him on the Alex Jones Show forecasting a $1 million Bitcoin price. And I'm going to just read some of these quotes. And this is the actual transcript from the interview. Alex Jones says, the first guy I ever heard talk about Bitcoin years ago, I forget when or when he was the first guy, probably secretly invented it for all I know. There's the rumor for you. He invented other stuff. Max Kaiser was the first guy I ever heard talk about Bitcoin, and everywhere I go is definitely the big buzz. Bitcoin, Bitcoin, Bitcoin. And then Max goes on to say, hey, Alex, great to be here with you, but no, I did not invent Bitcoin. I think the reason people say that is because I did invent the virtual currencies and virtual trading back in 1996. I have 4 U.S. patents covering virtual currencies and virtual trading. So people say, oh, Max Kaiser must be involved in the creation of Bitcoin, but that's not the case. I am very excited and very happy that a hacker or a group of hackers did launch Bitcoin in 2009. It's now a $500 million, you know, in circulation, and it's taking the globe by storm. This is the Fed killer. When Ron Paul said we need to kill the Fed, and when Ron Paul said we need to kill the Fed, and said we need to kill the Fed, Bitcoin potentially is the Fed killer. Now getting back to my prediction, I said on your show 8 months ago, and that within 9 months we'd have major financial catastrophe. It would most likely be a bond bubble burst, and there could be a number of triggers. I'm going to claim victory right here, right now, because since I was on your show at that time, Bitcoin has made a move from $5 to $6 per Bitcoin to now $46, heading a lot higher. It's up 200% this year. There are many Bitcoin millionaires now, myself included, that have become Bitcoin millionaires based on this historic move from $5 to $6 to now $46, up 200%. This year. So there you have it. On record, Max Kaiser became a Bitcoin millionaire in 2013 when the Bitcoin price soared from $5 to $46. If you do the math now, I'm going to read this out loud, all of your comments here in a little bit, but let's continue with this interesting interview. Let's go to right here. Max says it's volatile. It's going to be volatile, but it doesn't qualify as a bubble. A bubble would be oversaturation and people owning across the spectrum. And the NASDAQ stock in 2000 was a bubble. The bonds are in a bubble. The stock market 87 was a bubble. Bitcoin is not owned yet by anywhere near the penetration it can get to, Alex. Let me explain the potential for Bitcoin. It could conceivable capture 1 to 10% of the global Forex transactions. That would mean an implied price of Bitcoin moving from $46 to $100,000. And potentially $1 million per Bitcoin. There's only ever going to be 21 million ever created in existence, and that'll be it. They've already had 10 million created. 25 new Bitcoins are created every 10 minutes, and that's at the rate at which these are entering the economy. The Fed system hates it. They would love to kill it. They are attacking it any way they can, but they will fail. This is what we have been waiting for. This is the cyber crisis moment. This is when activists that having been pushed against the Fed are going to win with Bitcoin. Very powerful words. And Alex says, did you just say that Bitcoin is the cyber Christ? And Max responds, Satoshi Nakamoto is the name of the developer who released Bitcoin in 09. I call them the cyber Christ because he potentially is so much more a game changer at this point. It's such a quantum leap away from the Fed system that is killing economies around the world that we are going to have a massive global coming to and understanding a revelation that finally we're going to escape the nightmare that is the central bank system. This thing is a skyrocket. The price, yes, is going to be very volatile. So keep that in mind. You're going to see a lot of price action, but the trajectory is up and has potential to go to $100,000 or $1 million per Bitcoin from the current price of $46. I suggest you get Rick Falkving from Stockholm on your show. He's part of the pirate party in Sweden. He's a great guy. He put his entire net worth into Bitcoin 2 years ago. Talk about a smart move. And let's scroll down a little further, read some more interesting points discussed here in this conversation between Alex and Max. Alex says, ending it here, we're going to try to figure out how to accept it as well. Max says, encrypted currency, there's nowhere in the world you can send $1,000 from Alex Jones to anyone in the world for virtually free. It doesn't cost you anything. It's instantaneous and you get 100 cents on the dollar. The banks hate it because it cuts into their profit margin. This is what's needed to battle against the banking terrorists like JP Morgan. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo, Warren Buffett, and the Federal Reserve. These guys are going down. Bitcoin is the spear to take them down. So there you have it. Very powerful words from Max Keiser. And my apologies if I just wasn't even sharing my screen there, but I was actually reading this transcript. And to read this entire transcript, check the show notes below the video in the description. And again, this is back from March 11th of 1 decade ago, literally in 2013, when Max Keiser was on the Alex Jones Show. Let me know if you agree or disagree with his bullish price predictions and stance on the king crypto. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.